You are listening to More. For the woman who simply wants more. With Tiffany Largy.
How often can you look at your life and think of the times that you've gotten diverted? And these diversions are good diversions, though. They could be business diversions, career opportunities. And when you made the decision to do it, you thought about everybody else.
Correct.
You in that moment, you didn't.
Around you.
Yeah, whether it was the raise on the job, you're thinking, "Ooh, I can make a little bit more money, which means I'm going to be able to help this one go to college and this one." So immediately, you said yes, but you didn't say yes for yourself. I can think of times where I've gotten diverted off of really great ideas and things
that, for sure.
But didn't do the thing that I wanted inside of
me. Why do you think that we do that as women? Because men are not doing that all the time. It is women. Why are women doing that? Like, for real, like, real
think
talk.
Think about that.
Why are women doing that? Why do we go, okay, great, let me, why
I don't
do
know
we do
if it was,
consistently?
Are we made to feel wrong at an early age that we have to be doing things for every, like, that's almost like our role, or that comes with being a woman, that you help people or you do things, you're the helpmate. How many times we heard that one?
Helpmate, or you serve the man first.
So it's always...
Let's just stay there for a moment. Correct.
Right.
Because it's like you serve the man first, then you serve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what would have happened if it was like, no, get his, tell him to make sure he serves me first.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, make sure that your man serves you first and then serves himself. Isn't he supposed to be taking care of you? Imagine if that were the narrative somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Or you think to yourself, if you're hungry, why are you waiting on me to eat?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Now, that's crazy in itself.
That's crazy.
Why are you waiting for me to figure out what you're going to eat? If you're hungry, because when I'm hungry, I get up and just go get something.
Mm-hmm. So that woman goes, okay, great. I'm going to get in the space. I'm going to serve everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's eating. Great. Now I'm going to take a plate for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to say that this lady is saying, let me also take what is left.
Definitely.
Let me take what is left. I'll take the last piece of chicken. I'll take the last bit of,
mm-hmm.
I'll get what's left of what was there. Well, you know, what kind of shit is this? This is some seriousness. Imagine if that woman went into that kitchen and was like, I got to feed all you people. And then she was like, let me get the biggest chicken.
Yeah.
And the biggest and the most pretty. And let me just put my plate aside.
Mm-hmm. Or let me feed myself so that I have the stamina to feed you. Let me feed myself so that I have the stamina to go feed the rest of you.
Whoa, I may have to whip out a shot glass for that. I'll have to adjust myself.
Yeah, these concepts.
I have to pop my collar for this. That's
I'm trying to tell you, and I think this stuff maybe is embedded in us as from children.
You're trying to move on from the statement. Let's go back.
Yes.
Let me try to feed myself so I have
the
stamina
to feed the rest of you. But instead, we're feeding everybody. Okay, now we're starving. We'll eat.
And then at that point, we're too tired. We don't even want to eat the food. So you know what happened? We're not even getting the nutrients. We don't have the stamina for the rest of this stuff.
Mm-mm.
Let me go ahead and eat so I have the stamina to take care of you. You people. Let me just add the rest of it so we're clear on what's happening. You people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So from the beginning, somewhere around us, some woman is retraining us to go and serve other people. But... it's, you know what the fault in it? I don't know that the fault is being taught to go and serve people, because serving is good.
It's good.
But it's never serve them and you. The only lesson is go serve them.
Yeah. And then you get to a point where you serve to the detriment of yourself.
Wait a second. Does at any point in this life game, does anyone ever turn around and go serve yourself? Because even when we go to church, church is like, serve God and serve the church, be an usher land forever.
And you never come up in the conversation.
And you never come up in the conversation.
No.
I'm literally going through this in my head and I'm like, was I ever taught or told or even mentioned, Tiffany, serve yourself?
The only time that's taught to us is when it's too late, on an airplane, emergency.
You know what?
That's something to stop and think about.
This is like a moment of silence.
This is a serious moment of silence. Like, the only time that you hear that in masses is on an airplane when they tell you, first put the mask on.
Yep.
So that you can help. But all your life you were taught the opposite until an emergency happened. Like, we have a serious thing to talk about, just inhumanity with this.
Because it's encouraged and supported.
Yes.
It's encouraged and supported. And then you have a world of entitlement by men in some cultures. And it is, because it's like, mm-hmm. no, she's supposed to serve me.
Yeah, and I didn't pick this up until later on in life, this concept
you
of...
You and me both, ma'am.
Yeah, I didn't pick this up until later on in life, of taking care of your body first. And, you know, so you can go the mile.
Do you know how you did it, though?
Crazy.
Because one day you were tired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you were out of the ability
to... I'm done.
And you were like, I've
done all I can do.
I'm exhausted, people. Mm-hmm. Fortunately for us, that came in the form of exhaustion. For some women, that comes in a place of stroke.
Yep.
That comes in a place of like cardiac arrest, mm-hmm. aneurysms.
Mental breakdowns.
Mental public and private breakdowns. That comes in the place of so many things, like not able to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Miscarriages.
Yep.
That comes in the place of like so weight.
Hair falling out.
Hair falling out. Breaking out.
Breaking out.
There's something wrong. This mm-hmm. is serious.
Mm-hmm.
Deviated.
It's almost like saying, it's not even that you want more. You need more.
Mm.
It's not even, at this point, it's not even that you want more.
No, so you need it.
You need more.
You actually need more. You need more in all mm-hmm. the ways. You need more. Period. You need more, and you're going to run out of gas and be on the side of the road without it.
Definitely.
How many times are we like, I need gas right now? I need gas.
Mm-hmm.
So we pull over, we do the thing on the side. This is so real for me. Why?
It's almost like we're calling all women and say, listen, it's okay. You can tell people, you can help another lady out. You can let them know it's not going to take away from anything that you have going on.
I think that's first.
I'm so serious.
Like, I think that's first. I really feel that that's first. Like, if there was like, what's the step here? What's the thing? Because
mm-hmm.
I see the problem and I'm like, what's the solution? It is absolutely turning to another woman and giving her the game.
Yeah.
All of what you've got. And or if she asks, then sitting down and drawing it on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, not just a little bit here. Or, you know, praying and taking you to the front of the office and sending you on your way.
Listen to me. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think I'm trying to recover this moment and I don't even know that I can. Because you're right. It's deviated. Women should serve themselves first. Let me tell you a story real quick while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a client, I won't say her mm-hmm. name, but her husband became our client, our mm-hmm. higher level client years ago, like 2018, maybe 19, somewhere in there. Anyhow, he becomes a client. She tags along to all his coaching experiences
mm-hmm.
and tags along to all the strategy, but they don't work in the company together in the business, but she does help out from time to time in the office, like, admin yeah. stuff. And like months into this thing, finally she one day gets up in the middle of a session and she's like, you're not even doing all the things she's telling you to do. I'm the new client. We're spending all this money. I'm going to be your new client. I don't have a business, but can you just coach me personally? Whoa. I was like, you should have seen me. I was like, But then the more I realized how serious she was, mm-hmm. I had to oblige. It was my first and probably only time doing it. Because I'm like, she doesn't have a business. What am I going to do that's high level? So I decided to go into their relationship and into their marriage. One of the stickiest things I ever did.
I bet.
Now, in this moment, she said, Tiffany, what's the first thing that I'm going to do? And I was like, are you ready for it? They're both there.
Mm.
You cannot make breakfast for him for the next 60 days. I thought he was going to take his shoe and hit me. And she was like, what? And I was like, and you can't make any meal without you not going first. You would have thought that I said to them, give me your children and sign over ownership of all of them and the deeds to your house. This one act was like the end of the world. He was like, she's not going to make me breakfast. what? I was like, how many times in the last 20 years have you gotten up and served her?
Wow.
And he literally was looking at me because and then for me, it was like, this is the problem with your business. The problem with your business is that you have some level of entitlement in this thing. So you think customers are just going to run in through your door. That's why you have these problems. You need to do the work. But in this simple thing, she's been very nice to you for 20 years, right? What about, I don't know, wake up and, I don't know, maybe serve her once. He was like, oh,
Whoa, cross
the line, Tiffany. She was pacing the floor. And she was like, literally like, whoa. And I was like, stay with me. No breakfast for 60 days. You get up. She makes a special drink like my café con leche. And she, I'm like, make enough just for yourself of that special drink. Go sit on your patio and enjoy it. And then I was like, for dinner, make dinner, but serve yourself first and let everybody else get served. Now, they're running like a multiple six-figure business. This is not no little dollar store stuff. They got a big life. They got big family. Uh-huh. This tiny act was the end of the world, but it was so good for me to watch how hard it was for her to do and him to do. Because all of her identity and her value was wrapped up in her ability to continue to get up and perform. And I was like, you want to be coached? You need to find out who you are, but you can't find out who you are, woman, unless you stop doing the things associated with the roles. What about you, just you? Because like before I became a CEO and a mom, before I became a, in theory, before I became an aunt, an employer, Tiffany Largy on stage, I was just Tiffany Largy from Miami, Florida, before I owned a title. So I said to her, let's leave the titles and just who are you?
Yeah.
The answer to fixing their business, the initial business problem was me getting him to see through conviction that he had an expectation. The truth is that women want, like in this, and this is like a whole PSA, women want men to get better, but they can't get better if you keep enabling them to keep the habits that are making you both sick.
Yes.
And as wild as it sounds, we think that it's like, well, no, I'm going to do this and expect that. No,
no,
it's a total wheel. Like you can't expect X of a man and you're still enabling. Why are you serving him and he's never served you? What kind of a two-way relationship is that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do because, and I'm thinking right now in the moment, I can't tell you how many women, a business, in within my family, friends that have come to me complaining, look, he did. And then I'll come back and I'll say, did you talk to him about it?
Yeah.
No.
No.
They don't have a clue as to where to start with the conversation. They never bring it up. They want to vent to us as women, but they never take it to the person that can make a difference. And then I ask why. Oh, well, we argue. We do it. Still, your need is there. It doesn't matter if you are, if it blows up to argument, you're still in need. Now you have 20 other needs.
Now you have 20 other needs.
That are never getting met.
What? This thing is stacking. It's stacking. What?
But this lady in that moment knew she needed more.
She
stood up. She knew she needed more.
She craved more. And you know, and I'll tell you what, it's one of the wildest clients I've ever taken on because I didn't do marriage. I didn't get involved, but I actually became a marriage coach at the highest level. Like if there is executive marriage coaching, I'm going to tell you, I nailed that shit to a wall. The next 6 months for us were the most wildest experience I've probably ever had because I needed to make sure that the moves that I was making were in line with what I knew about the business and what levers I thought I was going to either push it to win or push it to fail. Because there is no magic button in business, right? You're either going to do the work or you're not.
Right.
The other thing was I said to her, you can't keep helping him. You can't just show up and help him unless he asks you for the help. She was like, what? I have to be asked? Yes. Let him ask you for help. Why is this crazy? Why are you showing up to accommodate what he won't do? Now, in some relationships, yes, there is moments and seasons, but it's a relay. And I really have to emphasize that because I think people get it twisted. Yeah. And for women, it's like, it's a relay. Like we cannot be friends and I'm doing 95% of our friendship and you show up for 5.6%. That's not going to work. So yes, and sometimes totally show up for me because I am weak at this time, things are going on, but I better be at the table when you need me.
Right.
In this moment, I watched what it meant to be a woman who really craved and wanted more. They made the most absurd payment for marriage coaching. The craziest part about this, I fast forward, I remember seeing them like, I don't know, 7 or 8 months later. And that's when I left my hiatus and I went and produced an event. They came to the event and she created this statement. And she's like, man, if I, like, I would have paid $1 million for this coaching if she had charged it, because to be where I am today and to have the life that I have, because I never knew I could have more. Her stepping up and being the woman that she wanted to be. And I don't know that it's about even being stronger at that point.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just giving air to a voice. Like, I think it was just being part of the equation and just letting herself to matter or to entertain the fact that I should be served, damn it. Like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if you don't even know, then you don't know. But at some point, she was like, wait a second. Hold on. Have you ever made me a cup of coffee? You know, like, have you ever given me the cup of tea? I've done it every time for 20 years. Whoa. More, I feel like, is a demand for every woman to, in this aspect, it's like demanding the respect that you deserve. You should not earn respect. I'm so sick and tired of
that
hearing of earning respect from a spouse, a peer, a friend.
Oh, yeah.
No. And it's just the same thing. Like, someone should not, like, I should not have to earn from another woman to ask about the game.
No.
I keep going back to this because I'm
where
like,
where does that come from?
Where does that come from? Like, I get it. Like, if you're a coach and you sell your knowledge and intellectual property, that's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're playing at another level, you know, and you don't give the other person the whole game, like, I just feel like you're cheating life out of the ability to actually be what it was meant to be. Mm-hmm. Like, if we have the answers, what good does it take for me? Especially, you know, those people who have like the recipe for the best cookie or the best.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why are you keeping this thing a secret? If you're not going to open a restaurant, like if you're going to open a restaurant, I'm here for
different.
It. Yeah.
But we're going to keep this recipe.
What are we doing?
So that I can have the badge that says I make the best.
What is this such about? This is ridiculous. I know it sounds crazy, but recently I asked someone for a recipe and she was like, oh, no, I can't give it to you. And I was like,
but why?
You're not open. Like, and I digress because I digress, but this is a problem. I just want to say it's a problem. This is a problem. Mm-hmm. It's a problem. And my goal right now is to bring about an awareness and to highlight to what it should be and what it can be. Inside of any circle or place that I am in, I think I'm like Tia, what Tia described. There are many chapters where I am moving too fast and I don't realize how much I've momentum or things that I've acquired or done and I don't turn around. But if someone asks me, not intentionally.
Not intentionally.
So I get that. But the second someone says, hey, I need, I'm like stopping what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm pulling over.
Right.
Like you asked me for help or you asked me for da da da. I'm going to do my best to give you all of either what I can think of at that moment, what I got at this moment. And I'm just going to spit the game.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Whatever I can. Oh, diverted.
This was good.
This was good. Diverted. What do you think? Do you ever get diverted? Like, does that happen to you where you're like, oh, I'm doing this thing, but then all of a sudden you derail because you're thinking, did I think about the kids? Did I think about him? Did I think about da 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 da? What if you just remove them from the conversation and you thought just about yourself and you had or entertained this idea that you stepping up to the plate and being whole and then making a decision to go take care of all the other things and people and then reconsider them with the new equation where you whole in it? I think it's that part.
I do too.
Girl, wasn't that amazing? Listen, I wish that I'd have conversations like the one that you and I just had. I mean, on my way to my first 10K, 100K, million with another woman, a woman who just gave me the game, the inside thoughts, all the stuff that we're not talking about on the surface. I wish I had heard from a woman who gave me the more and told me it was okay to be who I am and the way I was, and I didn't have to be apologetic about it all the time. That's why I'm so excited that we get to be here together. Here's what I selfishly want you to do, because I want to see you in just a couple of days from now. On Wednesday, there is something called Tequila with Tiffany. You can head to tequilawithtiffany.com right now and register. You and I get to have a drink. We're going to happy hour virtually. And I'm going to give you the current game, what's happening right now at this exact moment, so that we can acquire more and micro steps in between this. And if you're like, Tiffany, I don't know what I need, then do this. Send us a note, send me an email, send a pigeon, tie it and send it over here to Phoenix. But whatever it is, make sure that you're taking a step. And I want you to know that I'm here with you so that we can take it together. I can't wait to see you on the next episode as we race towards more.